The word that the Lord gave me for tonight is in Hebrews chapter 4. And he emphasized one particular verse, which is verse 7. And I don't know how this is all going to work out, but I have a sense to just read to you verse 7 before we go into John Paul's gift to us. Therefore, God again sets a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So it has a lot to do about hearts tonight. And during that moment of being in tongues, I was very aware of the words that came out of my heart or out of my mouth about the Lord's heart being the Father's heart. And so I don't know how that all ties in, because I've not read this message before. But what I would like you to do is all of us together read this out loud to declare what Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 has to say. Yeah. Are you ready? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May you reach the purpose for which you were created. May you have courage above your peers. May you have more passion for the things of God than others think is necessary. May you dream more than others think is practical. May you expect more than others think is possible. May you choose wisely without earthly bias. You have people to influence that you have not yet met. You have lives to change that are awaiting for your arrival. You are strategically placed wherever God takes you by his grand design, just so that you can become everything that he made you to be. That place is the place that you can grow best. That place is the place that you can be most fruitful. The place that the future is changed because of your presence. May you see vistas that others don't even know exist. May you see God in every petal of every flower and every blade of grass, for each of them are designed by his hand. May you bless your children, and may they become giants in the faith under the mighty hand of God. You will not fail. You were made by God to be here for such a time as this. And the answer is, wow. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that a blessing? But today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And the Lord was reminding me through this that he wants us to enter his rest. You see, we get so agitated because things are not done yesterday. We get so upset because the plan that we have is not coming to fruition. So, verse 6 says, it still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Well, I don't want to disobey. That's really something that all of us should be praying about. And if we look at verse 2, it says, for we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. The promise of entering his rest is there for all of us, but many of us are so worked up about getting things done that we never get a chance to get his instructions. And getting his instructions is the best and most effective way of going forward with what he's prepared for you. So if you harden your hearts and you push away his voice, that prayer that we just prayed is absolutely useless. So I thought I'd give you a few scriptures about the heart. Psalms 95:8 says, "Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the desert." Proverbs 28:14 says, "Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble." Proverbs 29 says, verse 1, "A man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy." And it's confirmed in Isaiah 42, verse 25. Romans 2:5 is very important because it's very clear. "But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed." I said, whoa. Because you will not change your mind. That's what holding on to your old patterns is really an unrepentant heart. Amen. Hebrews 3:13 says, "But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Amen. And you know, there's a lot of material there that I could go on and on and on, but you've heard a lot tonight. You've heard it from each and every person that was here that was sharing what was in their hearts. And yes, I agree. The Lord knows how much we need and how deep we need those gifts. But again, to be cautious, when you are set in your particular patterns and you're placing the same pattern over and over and over, you're never going to change. So if there is corners in your heart that are unrepentant, that are not changed, you need revelation. It's got to be the Holy Ghost that's going to clean that up. And he wants to clean us all up, to bring us into that fullness of Christ and to coordinate together what he wants. You know, when you and I go forward with the Lord and we obey the Holy Spirit, we have a chance to change the pattern of how we used to think. Mm-hmm. And crying out for that grace and that living water to keep cleansing that tree from the very root systems all the way up to its full blossoms is what he wants from each and every one of us. We all need each other. There is not one here that doesn't need the other. So when you think you can do this by yourself, think again. Get a new perspective. Ask the Holy Spirit. Be honest with yourself. I can't do this on my own, Lord. Mm-hmm. This is a corporate church. It's a corporate body. And the workings of it together are going to bring what he wants. And so what he wants, we want to complete it. We want to be able to go forward with it. So my prayer is that we will continue to intercede for each other and to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to each one as he shows forth what he has purposed for us as a body of believers, and then to be interdependent and teachable, remain teachable to the best of your ability. Because you know why? If you set yourself on a course, you'll harden your own heart. Amen. And you don't want to go there. You want to be flexible, you want to be teachable, and you want to be able to say, okay, God, this was what it meant to me yesterday, but today I have a new awakening. I remember the first time you had that stainless steel truck show up. Okay? 2 days later, I got all excited. I was totally joyful in my own family room, and I'm all excited, and I can't sit still because stainless finally drilled into my head. God looks at this church as stainless.
See, I think that's what the drill between, I don't know why it's between you and Doug. But
well, it's making room to go higher. That's what I see.
It's connecting also. It's connecting.
Yes. It's going to the heavens. So just close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit, any corner in me that needs to be exposed, I'm asking Holy Spirit to be the revelator and to open up my heart to any adjustments that he wants in me, truly for his glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Yes. It's definitely going to be interesting. So share some hugs with each other. Hugs with each other. Hugs with each other. Hugs with each other.